Yeah, we're in attendance at home base at Liskard. We've got 10 fire engines here, some water carriers, dealing with an incident, a fire within the store.
Right. What time did the fire happen and how were you alerted to it?
We were alerted just after midnight, about 12:30, 1 o'clock I think it was. And obviously we made an attendance and the crews were faced with smoke issuing from the building. And obviously, being a large building, it presents certain hazards to us and difficulties. The crews have had to work extremely hard gaining access, but I'm pleased to say I've brought the fire under control and we're still in attendance at the moment, damping down and dealing with the remaining issues of the incident.
Right. So you say the fire, it's being damped down at the moment, but at its height, are you still using the 10 engines? I mean, is there any fire still raging at the moment?
No, I'm pleased to say that the fire is under control and all but out at this stage. The crews are being used at the moment, obviously, to just check for hotspots and to damp down where necessary. But yeah, as I say, we'll be here for some time. Yeah, I should think.
And this is the home base store in Liskard, so a very, very well used shop. Is there any indication as to whether or not anybody was inside?
We don't believe there's anybody inside. When we turned up, the store was secure. We were obviously working with the store staff and store manager, and I've got good cooperation going, and we're working with them.
And how much damage is there? If you can just paint us a picture, please, Steve.
Well, I think you will see some smoke staining to some of the eaves of the building. The building's actually intact, and the main fire, obviously, is in the inside of the building, which, obviously, if you would hear, you know, other than smoke staining, you might wonder what's actually happened. But, yeah, the fire that's inside has done some damage.
Across the whole of the building?
Not across the whole of the building, no. It is located in one particular area of the store, and obviously we're still sort of investigating that as the incident progresses.
And presumably, yes, at the moment there's no indication of the cause.
No, it's far too early to say that. And at this stage, you know, we're still dealing with the incident.
And the store is actually quite close, I believe, to the main A38.
Yes, it is. The surrounding roads around the store we've currently got closed. But again, we're working, obviously, with highways agencies and police. And, you know, hopefully that's what we try to do is to get the roads open as soon as we possibly can to try to return the area to sort of normality.
And I know that you set up a Silver Command meeting there. Is that to coordinate the major effort? I mean, 10 fire appliances, up to 80 firefighters at one stage, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a sort of a routine for us in terms of how we manage our incidents. And it allows us to then fully brief our crews and other agencies and people that we work with. So, yeah, we'll be doing those throughout this incident on a regular basis.
And presumably you're working closely with Devon and Cornwall Police?
Yes, we are. Police here in attendance, and so are the ambulance service are providing us with support and cover. So it's very, very much a multi-agency incident with all three emergency services working well together.
All right, you say the ambulance service there, but no indication of any injuries at all?
No, none, and I'm pleased to say, and that's purely precautionary, obviously, for the number of firefighters we have present. You know, we like to provide that sort of level of cover, and thankfully the ambulance service were able to do that for us.
All right, Steve, thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to date.